You are listening to the English Heroes series. Thank you for listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high. From HollyTreeEnglish.com. Hello and welcome to another episode of the English Heroes series, where I bring you live interviews with English learners just like you. In this episode, you will hear from Maxime. Maxime comes from France. When he was young, he saw a problem with his English. And after a few years, he was able to make a plan to solve that problem. And when COVID-19 came, he was able to continue solving his English problems. And that is one of the things that makes Maxime an English hero. So, let's listen to his story.
And I'm here with Maxime. And I want to start by saying, Maxime, thank you for being a part of the English Like an Eagle podcast. Welcome.
Thank you.
Okay, Maxime, let's start simple. Where are you from?
I come from France.
Nice. So, stupid next question. What is your native language?
My native language is French.
Uh-huh. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay, just checking. I'm joking. When did you first begin to learn English?
I started learning English at school when I was 8.
Oh, when you were 8. Wow. That's very young to start learning English. Were you very motivated to learn it at that time?
Yes, I was very happy to start learning English at school, because I wanted to learn a new language.
Uh-huh. You wanted to learn a new language. Did you just want to learn a new language, or did you specifically want to learn English?
I was interested by English.
Mm-hmm. And why did you want to learn a new language?
Because it's fantastic to speak another language.
I absolutely agree. Okay, going to a different subject. How and when did you meet me?
I meet you because my art school closed due to COVID-19, and I searched for an online English lesson, and I met you on LiveLingua in April.
Uh-huh. Wow. And so LiveLingua, just for the people listening, is an English or a language school. And basically, we have, I think it's 11 languages, and you can look at the teachers for the language that you choose, and you can request a teacher, or the wonderful staff will help you to choose a teacher. And yeah, so they helped you They helped you find me, yes?
Yes.
Great, great. Okay, let's go back in time again and talk about an important story that you told me. You told me about a camp that you were at in New York when you were younger. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah, sure. I was 15 years old. I was at a summer camp with Americans, and I remember many times I could not communicate with others because my English was not functional.
I think everyone listening, and myself also, I can remember times like that when you want to communicate so badly. Do you think that when it comes to learning a language, the most powerful motivation comes from inside or outside?
I think the most powerful motivation comes inside you, because if you don't have this motivation, you can't make strong progress.
What is strong progress?
Is a Well, I don't know. It's a heavy improvement.
A heavy improvement, yeah. Yeah. It's something you have to feel, right?
Yes.
You can't always measure it, right?
Right.
What do you think is the biggest thing that has helped you get to your current level of English?
I think it's having the urge to learn this language, and having a good one-on-one English teacher that promotes constant progress.
Constant progress.
Yes.
And so I know that you are a very motivated person when it comes to learning English, but a lot of people have a problem with this. So what advice would you give to people who have problems feeling motivated to learn English?
Okay, remembering that English opens a lot of doors in life, so it's not wasted time.
Could you give an example of a door that would open?
You can travel around the world.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Yes.
Because English is everywhere now, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. All right, wonderful. Well, Maxime, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the podcast. Thank you for being an English hero and inspiring other English heroes.
Thank you.
And that was Maxime's story. I hope you enjoyed hearing from him. To finish this episode, I have a question for you. What doors will learning English open for you? If you want to give me your answer, just click on the show notes for this episode, and you will go to a page where you can leave a comment. Also, I want to just say thank you very much to Maxime for coming on the podcast. I also want to say thank you to Neil, my colleague, for his lovely flute music. Finally, if you think you might want to support this podcast, please click on the support link in the show notes. And with that, I want to say thank you so very much for listening. You have been listening to the English Like an Eagle podcast, helping your English skills fly high from hollytreeenglish.com. This is Holly, or Teacher Holly, saying goodbye until next time.